Good morning. We want to welcome each one of you to the broadcast today. It's great to have you listening, and we want to encourage you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 9 today. We're going to be reading Luke 9, verses 7 through 9, and then we're going to turn back to Mark chapter 6, because Mark's account of this story is longer, it has more details, and it has, I believe, some very important information that we need to look at. Now, we're talking this morning about the ruler named Herod. And we've talked about him some before in this book of Luke. We've seen him mentioned several times, and we're going to find him mentioned again. But we're going to look this morning at something that he felt and some things that he said that are very interesting. Luke chapter 9, let's begin reading in verse 7. Luke 9, verse 7 says, "Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him." Now, the Bible is talking about what Herod had heard about Jesus here. So Jesus was preaching the gospel. He was healing people. He was performing all of these miracles. And the Bible says that Herod was perplexed. He was confused because that it was said of some that John, that is John the Baptist, was risen from the dead. And of some that Elias, that is Elijah in the Old Testament, had appeared. And of others, that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, "John I have beheaded, but who is this, of whom I hear such things?" And he desired to see him. Now let's turn back to Mark's account, and let's look at what Mark's account says. Now as you're turning there, just get these facts in your mind. Herod, this ruler, has heard about Jesus Christ. He's heard about his preaching. He's heard about the large audiences and crowds of people that listen to him and follow him. And he's also heard about some of the miracles that Jesus has performed. And so various people tell him who they think that this man is. Some say it's John the Baptist that's come back from the dead. Some say that it's Elijah, and some say that it's maybe one of the other prophets of the Old Testament. Now let's read Mark's account, because what we're going to find here in Mark's account is that at first, Herod said, well, it can't be John the Baptist, or at least he questioned whether it was John the Baptist, because he said, look, I put him to death. I beheaded him. How can it be John the Baptist? That's what we find in Luke's short account in Luke chapter 9. Now, it's not that Luke and Mark contradict each other. It's simply that Luke does not give all the details that Mark does. He doesn't see the need to go into this story, into all the detail that Mark does. That's one of the mistakes that oftentimes people make when they read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just because one of the writers records something that the other one doesn't, they jump to the conclusion that they have contradicted each other. And that's not true, folks, in life, and it's not true in the Bible either. We give different perspectives on things. Now, if Luke had come along and said that Herod never said anything about this, although Mark says that he did, if Luke had come along and said that nobody was trying to tell Herod, or that Herod himself never said anything about John the Baptist in relationship to what he had heard about Jesus, although Mark definitely does, well, that would be a contradiction. But that's not what we find. Well, let's go back to Mark chapter 6 then. And let's begin reading in Mark chapter 6. In verse 13, the Bible says, "They cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them." Now that's the work of the apostles there. And in verse 14, the Bible says, "And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad." Now that's the name of Jesus. So this ruler heard about all this commotion. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that it is Elijah. Others said that it is a prophet or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, "It is John, whom I have beheaded. He is risen from the dead." Now what we find taking place here then is that Luke records what happened at first. When Herod first started hearing about Jesus Christ, he was perplexed, the Bible says. He didn't know for sure. Now that's Luke chapter 9, verse 7. He was perplexed. And some of the people were talking about who Jesus was. And there were all kinds of opinions. Some of them said that he was Elijah come back from the grave. or one of the Old Testament prophets, but some of them said it was John the Baptist. And Herod, at the beginning, at that stage, said, well, I don't see how it could be John the Baptist because I put him to death. But then the more he thought about it and the more he heard, he began to say, oh, it is John. They're right about that. And then later, after he had made up his mind that Jesus was really John the Baptist, reincarnated or come back from the dead, when somebody would say to him, well, that's one of the prophets, it may be Elijah or some other prophet, he said, no, that is John the Baptist. He's the one that I beheaded, and he's come back from the dead. Now, I believe that that is a very interesting story, because here we find a very powerful man. This man, Herod, was a Roman ruler. He had more authority and more power and more money than you and I will ever imagine having. Now, what is he afraid of? What is he concerned about here? Because obviously something is bothering him. Well, if he knows that he put John the Baptist to death, it looks like from his standpoint of being a Roman that he wouldn't be concerned about him anymore. Looks like that he wouldn't be afraid. It looks like that his conscience or his mind would not be bothering him, and yet we find here that evidently he's got enough conscience left, or he's got something left, so that he is feeling uneasy about this. You see, he put John the Baptist to death, knowing that John the Baptist was a good man. You say, well, why would he do that then? Why would he have a good man executed? Well, because of what politicians do sometimes. They go against their principles. They go against their own conscience for political gain. In order to gain favor with other people, in order to look good in front of other people, in order to cut deals, they violate their own conscience. And that's what Herod did. Herod knew that John the Baptist was right. But you see, Herod was married to a woman that did not like John the Baptist. And the reason she didn't like John the Baptist was because John told Herod that he should not be married to that woman. Now, Herod, the Bible says, feared John. That is, he respected him, and he actually put him in prison to protect him from his own wife, because he knew his wife wanted to kill him. But the Bible says there was a time when some of his peers were there. Some of the other politicians and the rich people from the area were there to celebrate his birthday, and he had made a commitment to the daughter of his wife that he would give her anything that she asked for, up to half of the kingdom. And that's when this daughter of Herodias went to her mother, and she said, what should I ask for? And Herodias, this hate-filled woman toward John the Baptist, said, ask him for the head of John the Baptist. She came back, and the Bible says that she presented that request to Herod. And remember that Herod is a man who has the power to put a man to death or to save his life. So the facts are these. Herod knew that John the Baptist was innocent. He knew that he was a good man and a just man, the Bible says. So on the one hand, Herod knows what is right. But on the other hand, he's being pressured. And he's made this commitment in front of all these people that he wants to keep these close ties with. He doesn't want to lose his political clout with these people. And so because of his wife and because he swore with an oath to her, and because of those men that were there, his fellow politicians, he went ahead and had John the Baptist executed. Executed against his own conscience, against his own principles. Why would a man do that? Well, again, because of politics. He put his politics above his own conscience. Now, we find this several times in the Bible. Let me go back to Pilate here and ask you to think about Pilate, the man that had Jesus executed. Was he convinced that Jesus had done something wrong? Was he convinced that Jesus had done something that was worthy of death? Did he think that Jesus was such a criminal that he deserved to die? Absolutely not. And he told the Jews that. As you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find that Pilate, the Roman governor, argued with the Jewish leaders and said, this man has not done anything worthy of death. I'll just punish him and let him go. But the Jews kept insisting, and they kept putting pressure on him, and they would not give up, and finally Pilate gave in to them. Now again, why would a man do that? Well, because he's more concerned about his job than he is about doing what's right. And how many politicians does that describe today? They're more concerned about keeping the job and keeping the votes than they are about doing what is right, even if it means going against their own conscience. The Bible is full of people like this. Herod was like that. And Herod is paying a price here, folks. He's paying a price not because somebody takes him out and beats him up, not because somebody punishes him by levying some kind of fine on him, not because he lost his job as a Roman ruler. He kept all those things. He kept his position, his power, his money, and all the other advantages of life that he had. So what kind of punishment is he receiving? He's being punished by his own conscience. He is being punished by his own memories. He's being tormented here because he knew that he didn't treat John the Baptist right. He knew that he did wrong and that he went against his own conscience, and now it's bothering him. And he can't escape it. He cannot get away from this, folks. As long as he lives, he cannot get away from what he has done. Now, of course, the proper thing for him to have done would have been to have turned to God and to have listened to the gospel of Christ and obeyed the gospel so that he could be forgiven of his sins. That's the only hope for the bad kind of conscience that he had. But he was not willing to do that. And as we think about Herod, I couldn't help but think about Pilate. I wonder if Pilate thought back on what he had done to Jesus, especially as he heard about Jesus going around preaching and the growth of the church after Jesus died. Did he ever go back and think about that? Well, the Bible doesn't tell us. But if he was anything like Herod, he certainly did. But here's a man in the Bible, Herod, who knew that what he had done was wrong, and it's coming back to haunt him. And so the influence of John the Baptist continued to live in Herod's life. John the Baptist is dead. He's not around anymore. He's not there to preach. He's not there to rebuke anybody. John the Baptist is dead. And yet, the memory of John the Baptist is living on in this man's life, and the influence that John the Baptist is having on this Roman ruler is very real, and he can't escape it. He cannot get away from it. And as we're winding down here, let me give you a couple more examples of rulers who knew what was right, but they wouldn't do it because it just didn't fit in with their politics. You find Zedekiah in the book of Jeremiah. Zedekiah was the king, and he asked Jeremiah one time what he should do. Jeremiah told him what to do, and Zedekiah didn't deny it, but he said, look, if I do that, then there are going to be some consequences to that politically, and I'm just not ready to do that. And because of that, he paid the price. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 24, we find the story of Felix. The Bible says that he heard Paul preach, and when he heard Paul preach, he trembled. He knew it was right. He believed that it was right. But he said, go your way for this present time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you. Why didn't Felix do anything about it, even though he knew that the gospel was true? It was because of his politics. He did not want to give up his power, and he did not want to give up his money. What a sad thing this is, folks. You know, the Bible says, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And too many people in politics have found that out the hard way. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.